morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, somebody, bless his name. Come on, bless his name, bless his name. Come on, he's worthy of your praise. Father, we bless you. We magnify you. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, I declare and decree that this atmosphere has been set, cleansed, activated, and energized by your anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Father, I declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I declare and decree, hey, he shot Tadaba. Father, I declare and decree, huh, that as we are going through in this beginning of our Moad or Moadim, our set time, Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, that this, that our purpose shall not be hindered or interrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I thank you for the favor of God, the favor of God, the favor of God, the favor of God, the favor of God. I'm going to say it again, the favor of God. This is your time and season that you've given and poured out to us, your favor, your divine presence and influence on our life. Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, that we are going to walk in the favor of God. We're going to walk in our dominion and authority. Oh, Father, we are, oh my God, there it is. Dominion and authority. Hey, glory, dominion and authority. Come on, I'm going to say it again. Dominion and authority. Can I say that one more again? Dominion and authority. Amen. Woo, my God, my God. Hikosha. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, yes, you are in. Oh, listen, you are in a designated time that God has declared in the earth to favor you. To favor you. I'm going to say it again. To favor you. Oh, my God. This is, you are going to receive unhindered and uninterrupted favor with God and with man. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. In fact, And I'm going to prophesy to you right now. People who have said no in the past, who were not interested in the past, they're going to begin to seek you out and say, you know what? Something in my gut, something's telling me that I'm supposed to help you, or that I'm supposed to invest in this project, or that I'm supposed to get behind you and speak on your behalf. Woo, my God, my God. It's going to be a set time of favor in your life. Woo, my God. Come on, somebody. Woo, if you are ready to receive the favor of God, somebody type, I receive it. It is so. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere, over all the technology, over every cell phone, tablet, iPad, high glory, computer, desktop, laptop, high glory, any means of technology, we cover with the blood of Jesus. And the hand of the devil cannot come through the blood. And Father, I declare and decree, and I count it so, in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Come on now. Just begin to give God some praise. Oh, my God, my God. Mm-mm-mm. Now, listen, we just came out of celebrating the Feast of Passover. You know, that designated set time in God's kingdom when the Bible says he comes down to deliver. He comes down personally to handle your situation. You are not by yourself. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Woo, my God, my God. See, you've been thinking that you've been on this island by yourself, but no, that's the enemy trying to keep you unprotected. See, I'm going to say it again. See, whenever the enemy wants to come against you, what he does is he will get you by yourself. Oh, come on. See, there it is. See, The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. See, the devil wants to get you by yourself, where you by yourself and you're not up under the protection of the Lord. What is the protection of the Lord? Psalms 91. Come on, let's go here real quick. Come on now. Psalms 91. I wasn't even planning on going here, but someone needs to hear this morning. Psalms 91. Okay. And let's go to the word. Here we go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, once again, I told you that you are in a set time. We just came out of the Feast of Passover, where he says that I am come down to deliver you. And when you understand that the story about Moses and the deliverance of the children of Israel, he said, and when I see the blood, when they did the sacrifice, God said, the Father, Elohim, said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Okay, so let's get this right now. See, so when you understand that you are in a set time, it's in the Hebrew, it's called a moad or a moadim. Okay, an appointed time where he releases the favor of God, his divine presence and influence on your life. But remember, I said that the devil tries to get you by yourself when you are not under the protection of God. Psalms 91, he that dwelleth where? In the secret place of the Most High. That phrase, the Most High, is a Hebrew word, El Elyon, which means Most High God. He shall abide under the what? Shadow of who? The Almighty. You are up under the Almighty, El Shaddai. So when you understand that in these times and seasons of these set times, it is the time of El Elyon and El Shaddai are in operation. So you are in the secret place. You are where? El Elyon, where he releases his divine, listen, unhindered authority in your life. Okay, El Elyon, Most High, okay? I'm just putting this in here for Instagram, and El Shaddai. But then he says, now, here's how you know you're not by yourself. Okay, first of all, you are dwelling, you've made your living space in the secret place of the Most High, and you shall abide in that secret place. You shall make that living space under where? The shadow. If you understand the characteristics of a shadow, if you are in the shadow, you are right next to El Shaddai, okay? Woo! Okay, El Shaddai, okay? He's the God of more than enough. This is why this season, you're going to multiply and increase. Why? Because he said it. He designated it. Woo, my God, I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him, I will trust, okay? So now we can go to Psalms 102. Come on now. So someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, get this right now. I only got about 5 more minutes. Come on, you better get this word. I'm just trying to encourage you. Psalms 102, verse 12 and 13. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your remembrance is unto all generations. You, our glory, Jehovah, shall arise, come on the scene, and have mercy upon Zion. Zion represents the body of Christ. Zion represents the children of God. And when you understand, woo, only his children can come into his presence like that. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on. Okay. Because the Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there. Where his Spirit is, there is liberty. Oh, come on now. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, to pour out his divine influence and presence on your life. Yes, the set time, the moadim, the appointed time is come. Is a state of being verb that represents present tense. So in this time and season, he's going to bring your future into your presence. Oh, come on now. When he comes, because he said, when you come into my presence, don't come empty handed. See? Okay, someone messing with the message. So let's go here. Exodus chapter 23, okay? I wasn't going to go here this morning, but we need this. Then we're going to go to Genesis 26 real quick. Amen, because you got to see what season you're in. Come on, I'll get this. Someone type, it is so. Come on. Come on, let me know that you're with me. It is so. Hey, broko, esha, taraba. Glory, esha, ndere, ike, esha. Glory, 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 esha, boko, shata. Hey, glory, 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 esha, ndaraba. Glory. Okay, so now get this. Exodus 23, look at verse 14. It says, three times in the year shall you keep a feast unto me. So this is not the this is not the Jews' feast, even though this was established into the heritage of the Hebrew nation, the Hebrew people, all the 12 tribes, okay? Three times in the year shall you keep a feast, a celebration unto me in the year, okay? Three times. Three in the Bible represents obedience. You shall keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which we just came out of, which is also called the Feast of Passover. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days as I commanded you in the time appointed, in the set time of the month of Abib. And none shall appear before me empty. You must come with an offering in your hand. Okay, why? Because you never come into his presence without worship. Your offering, our glory, represents your worship. Oh my God. The Feast of Harvest, which is also called the Feast of Weeks, because it was 7 weeks after the first day of Passover. Okay? It's also called the Feast of Pentecost, according to Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place and in one accord, and the Holy Ghost came in like the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And number three, in the Feast of Ingathering, which is also called the Feast of Tabernacles, which is at the end of the year. So, God's kingdom, which is built on seed time and harvest, is built and based around the times of these feasts. Because the Feast of Passover is when they sow seed. Oh, come on now. 50 days later, the Feast of Pentecost is when they take a handful of anything that comes out of the ground. And they take it with 2 wheat loaves and bring it to the priest. And the priest waves their offering before the Lord. It's called a wave offering, also called a heave offering. In Hebrew, it's called the terumah. And when he begins to pronounce the blessing over and over your harvest and for the blessing to rest and remain in your house, Ezekiel 44. Okay, so now, and three times in the year shall all mankind appear before the Lord, okay? So when you understand that when you do this, you activate God to get in the midst of your situation. And he says, when I come, when you get into my secret place, when you abide under my shadow, I am going to destroy anywhere where the enemy's trying to hold up his head in your life. Oh, glory. This is your time and season of faith. Hey, glory. Oh, yeah, there it is right there. Hey, glory. This is the time. I know some of you are believing God for your tax refund, but listen, God wants to make you totally debt-free. Oh, glory. Woo, totally debt-free and have your finances overflow in abundance. He wants to make you totally sickness, disease, and infirmity free. So that way, if you would begin to change your eating and your lifestyle, God says, I would cause your days to be long. Come on, somebody. Woo, my God, my God, my God. God wants to heal you, spirit, soul, body, and financially. But you must understand, it takes you entering into his presence, bringing a seed. No seed, no harvest. While the earth remain, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Come on, somebody, give God praise. Now listen, I want you to, hey, broko esha. When you begin to understand that as you walk in this time and season of this favor, because you are entering right now, we have already entered into the counting unto the feast of Pentecost or the Feast of Weeks, when God begins to activate the feast of the feast or the time of first fruits in your life. Oh my God. See? Woo, hikesha. Okay, one more scripture, then we're gonna have to go. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 16. I wasn't even going here. We're gonna save Genesis 26 for tomorrow. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Okay, because you gotta get this. See, the enemy's trying to keep you blinded. That's why he's called the Prince of Darkness. He's trying to keep you ignorant and dark to the understanding. With all you're getting, get understanding. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Observe the month of Abib. Keep the what? Passover to the Lord. Okay? Observe the month of Abib. Keep the Passover unto the Lord. I'm going to say it again. Observe the month of Abib. Keep the Passover unto the Lord. For in it he brought you out of Egypt. Woo! You shall therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord in the place where his name is. Verse 16, Deuteronomy 16:16. Three times in a year shall all mankind appear before the Lord, thy God, in the place that he shall choose, the Moedim, the appointed place, appointed meeting, and appointed time. Amen. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, which we just came out of. The Feast of Weeks, which we are counting down to right now. And in the Feast of Tabernacles, and none shall appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord, thy God, which he hath, past tense, already given you. See, if you would just do what the word says. See, when we do, he says, keep this as an ordinance forever. Even when Jesus returns, we are still going to be celebrating the feast of the Lord. Why? Because he said we're going to do this because it's a gathering. It's a He says, do not forsake the assembly of yourself. That's what the word says. It doesn't mean about the building coming every week. No. When he was talking about do not forsake the assembling of yourself or the fellowship, he's talking about the fellowship. God comes to fellowship, not bring religious service. Oh, come on now. I know I'm messing with somebody's religion right now, his theology. But the Father has always been about relationship, not religious tradition. Jesus said, because of your tradition, you make the word of God ineffective. Oh, my God. Hey, broko esha tere ikesha. Oh, my God, my God. So now listen, we're going to stop right there for today. Let's get your seed ready. Because listen, when you understand that it's time, this is the time and season when God will activate his favor, his power, his influence, his overflow in your life, is because it starts with the seed. He says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. Let me just bring that up there. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Seed time is the period of planting seed or investing in the kingdom financially, consistently. The harvest is the manifestation of the fruit or the harvest from your seed sowing. So when you understand that, when you sow your seed, whether into the ministry, by using the website www.restoredministriesint.org, you can use the Zelle and use our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. And man, and you can sow your tithe into the ministry and watch what God does. He says, prove me and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven. Yes, good morning, Sister Missy Peace. Amen. I speak the blessing over your seed. Amen. See, when you begin to sow into the kingdom, he says, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God, his way of doing things. If you can do the new beginning seed of 8888 or 188.88, you are going to activate that power of the season of new beginning. He says, oh my God, Woo! That new beginning seed, 5784, will be your season of favor and the greater. He's going to cause favor and increase to be activated when you sow your seed. Or you can sow the 2024 seed, which is the $224 or the $2,024, or sow your very best seed. Okay? Sow your seed. But you can also receive what is called the teruma. When you sow the teruma, now you are activating the mouth of the prophet to speak on God's behalf over your life. In Ezekiel 44:30, it says, and the first of all first fruits. We are walking into the season of first fruits. We are going into the feast of first fruits. Woo! And of every oblation, that word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma. And of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. And you shall also give to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, the prophet, may do what? Cause the blessing to rest in your house. It's when you sow the seed into the hand of the prophet that now the prophet speaks on behalf of God to declare the blessing to rest and remain in your house. And you can do that by sowing into my Cash App at $MDBryant. Okay? But listen, get your seed into the ground. Father, I thank you right now. As they sow your seed, Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I speak, first of all, as they sow the seed, Father, we repent of anything we did not do or accomplish according to your will and word last season. But Father, in this time, in this beginning of the season of favor, Father, we thank you that we're walking in the freshness and newness of life. Father, as they sow the seed, whether into the ministry or whether into the hand of the prophet, it activates my mouth as the prophet of this ministry to declare the blessing of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and he adds no sorrow. Father, they'll be wealthy and rich, spirit, soul, body, as well as financially. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Everything that's trying to hinder their life is destroyed because of the seed. And Father, as they sow the teruma seed directly into my hand, I speak Deuteronomy chapter 1, that you would multiply them, increase them 1,000 times greater every day. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare it and count it done. Come on, if you agree with me, go ahead and type, I receive it. It is so. So listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. But listen, you are in a time and season of favor, influence, power, and dominion. And the Father, El Elyon, El Shaddai, have been activated in your life. Be blessed.